from the Kaushitaki Upanishad. When a man is speaking, he cannot be breathing. This is the sacrifice of breath to speech. And when a man is breathing, he cannot be speaking. This is the sacrifice of speech to breath. These are the two never-ending immortal offerings of man, whether he is awake or whether he is asleep. These are the three adorations of the all-conquering Kaushitaki. At the rising of the sun, he said, "You who give liberty, make me free from my sins." When the sun was midway in heaven, he said, "You who are on high and give liberty, set me on high and make me free from my sins." At the hour of sunset, he uttered this prayer, "You who give full liberty, make me fully free from my sins." When the fire burns, Brahman shines, and when the fire dies, Brahman goes. Its light goes to the sun and its breath of life to the wind. When the sun shines, Brahman shines, and when the sun sets, Brahman goes. Its light goes to the moon and its breath of life to the wind. When the moon shines, Brahman shines, and when the moon sets, Brahman goes. Its light goes to a flash of lightning and its breath of life to the wind. When a flash of lightning shines, and when it goes, Brahman goes. Its light goes to the regions of heaven and its breath of life to the wind. Pratadana, the son of Devadasa, fought the inner fight with all his soul, and thus he reached the house of Indra, the house of the love of God. Indra said to him, "Pratadana, ask for a gift." To this Pratadana replied, "I ask for that gift which you think is best for mankind." "A master imposes not a gift upon his pupil," said Indra. "Ask for any gift you like." "I shall then not have a gift," said Pratadana. But Indra left not the path of truth, for God is truth. He thus said to Pratadana, "Know me, for this is the best for man, to know God." Then Indra spoke, "I am the breath of life, and I am the consciousness of life. Adore me and think of me as life and immortality. The breath of life is one. When we speak, life speaks. When we see, life sees. When we hear, life hears. When we think, life thinks. When we breathe, life breathes. And there is something greater than the breath of life, for one can live without speech. We can see the dumb. One can live without sight. We can see the blind. One can live without hearing. We can see the deaf. One can live without a right mind. We can see those who are mad. But it is the consciousness of life which becomes the breath of life and gives life to a body. The breath of life is the consciousness of life, and the consciousness of life is the breath of life. When consciousness rules speech, with speech we can speak all words. When consciousness rules breath, with in-breath we can smell all perfumes. When consciousness rules the eye, with the eye we can see all forms. When consciousness rules the ear, with the ear we can hear all sounds. When consciousness rules the tongue, with the tongue we can savour all tastes. When consciousness rules the mind, with the mind we can think all thoughts. It is not speech which we should want to know. We should know the speaker. It is not things seen which we should want to know. We should know the seer. It is not sound which we should want to know. We should know the hearer. It is not mind which we should want to know.